This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good to have you aboard here, Raina. I want to ask you, I'm sure you talk about it in the book. He Got Game, man. He Got Game is such a great film. Spike Lee, you were young. You were a kid when you were in that movie. Give me some stuff on acting with Denzel Washington. I mean, you must have been super nervous, or are you just such a confident guy that you're okay in whatever kind of arena you're participating in?
Well, I guess, you know, the movie certainly was, for me, it was nerve-wracking because you don't know whether or not you're going to be good enough when somebody asks you to be in a movie. But, you know, by that point, you figure I played 3 years in college, and then I played 1 year in the NBA. So, you know, most of any pressure-packed situations I have been through, acting is so much easier, although it's difficult. It's easier because you have all these takes to get it right. Like, there's nothing that's live. Like, you just figure it out as you go along. And so, you know, Denzel was so great because he just, you know, he's like that good point guard. You know, you're in the right position, you get the ball, and he's going to make sure that you get it where you're capable of making yourself look good and make the movie look good. So he certainly made me look good.
Why did they pick you? Because like you mentioned there, you had a great college career, but you were only in the league for a year. I mean, and you were in Milwaukee, okay? It wasn't exactly the top media market. Like, why did they pick Ray Allen?
Well, I don't think the media market had anything to do with it. You know, Spike, he was the director, and it was about his film and who he wanted. And, you know, at the time, my youth had everything to do with it because I could pull off the end in high school, and I could play basketball. You know, how many movies have you seen up to that date where you've seen, you know, like funky-looking basketball scenes where they cut away, you see a guy do a backflip and then dunk it, or, you know, it doesn't have the right form, it's not believable. So, you know, he figured I'd rather have a basketball movie where I can help the guy act as opposed to having trying to figure out how we can make the basketball scenes look real.
We got Ray Allen here with us, all-time great. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. When are you eligible? Like 2 years from now? Does that sound right?
Did you not get the memo?
Oh, did I not get the memo? This year? Is it this year? Oh, I'm sorry. All right, this year. Whoa, okay. All right, this year. Hey, all right, now I'm very embarrassed now. Okay, this year, Ray Allen is named Hall of Famer. Is that something that you thought about during your career, or is that something like when the career ends, like, you know what, I think I got a shot here?
No, I didn't, there was nothing that I ever worried about. It wasn't anything that I was concerned about. I always believe that if you take care of your business, at the end of the day, everything that you're supposed to get is going to come to you. And, you know, that's why you work hard so you don't have to ever worry about the pain of regret. I'd rather deal with the pain of the hard work.
Going in forward, Ray, I know we're all looking at Dwayne Wade and trying to figure out what he's going to be doing with his near future. How long before you made the decision that you were going to hang him up? How long did that take for you after the season was over with?
Well, it's not a decision that you make right away. It's not a decision that, you know, you take lightly. It's, you know, once you say you hang it up, you know, your whole career, your whole life flashes in front of your eyes. You think about everything that you've been through and you're saying, okay, now I'm going to stop playing basketball and move on to the next chapter of my life. So I would imagine that, you know, it's a decision that, you know, for D that he kind of weighs over and thinks about over the course of the summer. You know, a lot of times, you know, you don't want it to be an injury that makes the decision for you. It happens with a lot of players in all spectrums across the sports landscape, but then sometimes the situation makes a decision for you. You know, depending on how the team looks going forward, depending on, you know, so many different circumstances. And, you know, that's why you've got to take all things into account.
Ray's book is From the Outside, My Journey Through Life and the Game I Love. Was there any one part of the book, Ray, which was especially difficult for you to disclose to the public, to people you don't know, to people like us?
Well, you know, I've been telling people when the book came to me first, and you know, I'm going through it, I was just saying to myself how I was proud of it, but at the same time afraid, because you do bear yourself, your soul, and you know, after a while, like, people who read it, you know, friends of mine who read it, people, you know, in the neighborhood who read it early, you know, were encouraged by it, because, you know, the one thing that they told me was that, you know, wow, it just took a lot of courage for you to have to write this down and really spill yourself to the world, because, you know, everybody's going to read it. And I say, that's what it does take, because at first, you know, people ask you why you're doing something, and then once you do it, they say, how did you do it? And I just wanted people to understand that it takes all of us to do something outside of ourselves, especially when it recalls us putting our lives out there for people to criticize, and for them to like pick and choose and pick apart, you know, whatever it is that they want to criticize. So if they can inspire somebody and show people that, hey, they too can be, you know, good in their, or great in their own right, then, you know, I've done half my job.
You talk a lot about your childhood in this book as well, which of course can be a very vulnerable place for people when they're discussing things like that that have happened in their past. And you also discuss a lot about how you came from a military family. What kind of impact did that have on your basketball career?
Well, you know, the kid being young is probably the most interesting part, because when you're younger, most kids nowadays, they think that as most NBA players and people who are successful, they've been successful, you know, at 10 years old. You know, because there's no way that I can do what you're doing, because you were blessed, or you were given this and you were given that. And what I've tried to point out to people is that, you know, I was the regular little kid, just like everybody else. Nothing promised. I didn't have anybody in my family that played a professional sport. I just didn't give up on, you know, what it was that I decided for my life and dreams of my life. So it is, you know, it's important for, you know, I'm sure you guys deal with it too. Like, you know, how do you get to where you are? You know, everybody has a story. It's to be able to put your story out there and be courageous. You know, I guarantee you, people come up to you and say, wow, I never knew that you had it that tough, or that you had to deal with that to get to where you are today. And, you know, those stories are inspirational for people. So it does, for most of us, start as young people. Like, you don't just become something when you get to be 25, 30, 35. I mean, sometimes you become successful then, but your journey starts at such a much younger age.
Ray's book is From the Outside, My Journey Through Life and the Game I Love. Listen, it's Miami, so you understand we can't let you go before we talk to you about Game 6, okay? The shot which ties the game in 2013. And I want to ask you here, you know, I remember after Game 6 and before Game 7, one of the main reasons that I was hoping that you guys would win Game 7 was so that that moment in Game 6 with your shot would hold meaning for the rest of eternity. Because if you guys didn't win Game 7... Your shot at the end of Game 6 wouldn't be as meaningful. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I'm not worried about the shot. You know, by the time Game 7 starts, I just knew that it got us to that moment, to that point. But that's sports. You know, if you think about, you know, the course of a year, you know, we talk about winning the championship in Game 7, but you know, the championship is won, you know, throughout the journey, you know, training camp, the things that we do throughout the course of the year, where, you know, there's an easy opportunity for us to take a shortcut or to give up on a game or, you know, on a person or a player. But, you know, there's no, in teams that win championships, there's never any give up. And I think in that situation, we certainly didn't give up. And after Game 6, everybody was asking, was that your biggest shot of all time? And I was like, you know, look, we got to get to Game 7 and see how this thing plays out, and then talk to me then.
Ray's book, New York Times bestseller. It's called From the Outside, My Journey Through Life and the Game I Love. Ray, I'm sorry for not knowing about the Hall of Fame this year. I'm sorry, man.
You crushed him, Ray.
I am sorry.
Ray,
well,
you crushed him.
No, now you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You tell him.
Yeah. All right, we love you, Ray. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, that's Ray Allen right there.
Your heart is so hurt right now.
People say that the summer of Jonathan has officially begun because you were not prepared for the Ray Allen interview.
Man.
He so is surprised, too, because you are so in on the Hall of Fame. The fact that you didn't know
he
that is surprising.
5 years ago, I guess, 2014, right? 2014.
Well, no, that's what I was going to ask him. Didn't he linger and I was like looking for a perfect situation
never played,
to come
though.
Back?
But he never actually played, so the clock doesn't start over. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.